everyone, welcome back to Get Carried Away.
Hello.
Don't say it.
I know, I'm trying not to.
Welcome back.
Sorry.
That gives me the ick.
You're giving me the ick.
So welcome back to Get Carried Away.
My sister's so mean to me.
I'm not mean. We're talking about the last two episodes of And Just Like That. Now that we're finished.
Perf.
We discovered Sylvanian drama on
I feel like a lot of
TikTok. I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but it's a TikTok page where an Irish girl puts her Sylvanian family toys. They're like little animals, yeah. Kind of, aren't they?
And she's like a house. She's like loads of like
props,
yeah.
And she puts them in soap opera scenarios. Situations and puts really funny music in the background, and it's absolutely hilarious.
I showed people in work. I'm still new in my job, and I work with a few people that are not my age, and I showed them. Person, and she thought I was very weird for showing.
Did she even laugh? Like, no. What did she say?
She was just like, and I was just
I showed people that are my age and they didn't laugh, so.
And also, Jacob's like, stop watching them, they're so weird, and I'm like, but they're so funny.
They're so funny.
Like, the elephant was
I'm
in
gonna
the comment.
I'm gonna actually tag their account in this.
No, the elephant was in the comment, and she was like, hope she loses weight.
Like, so, like, the elephant is in the comment, and then the mom says, I hope she loses some weight. Like, it's like, yeah, it's same. Really funny, so. We've been watching that, and we were just discussing before we started our Kim Kardashian Kanye drama, which is funny.
Yeah, I'm very much so Team Kim.
This is nothing to do with And Just Like That. This is just what we were talking about before we're starting this, and it's just fresh in our minds. We're just talking
fresh
about
drama.
The drama all over Instagram of Kanye.
Kanye
keeps deleting
does.
And putting stuff up, and he's just really funny. And I live for the drama.
We live for the drama.
Am I the drama?
Kanye's, am I the drama?
Kanye's the drama.
He is the fucking drama.
Just like all the drama in And Just Like That.
I love that Kim watches it. She posted that she loved it. She watched
the
last episode. Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, I love it. She posted the very last episode. She's like, just getting to watch it now, when Cynthia Nixon reposted it.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kim Kardashian would not have the time.
I feel like Kim could be my best friend. Like, I absolutely love her.
Yeah, you're like obsessed.
I am obsessed.
I just feel like with celebrities, we just are not getting the full story with anyone.
No, and I just
so
feel
I feel like,
like,
you just really, I know you see, you think you know them,
yeah,
but like you just don't know
don't,
them. But
yeah.
I do, I've heard stories about Kim through Instagram and people's accounts, so they always say that she's like really polite and friendly and professional and like really nice to everybody, and I just get that impression of her, but I could be really wrong, but I always feel
I
like she's
she
very
is.
Classy.
She does come across as very nice.
And like has grown a lot, I think.
Yeah, like I'm just loving
this is not a Kim Kardashian stan podcast.
But I love her, I do.
This is a Sex and the City podcast.
Yes. Yeah, so.
I wonder, is there a podcast on Kim Kardashian?
We should,
say if you
we
put
should
that,
start
no,
one.
I don't want to talk about her that much.
I love my diamond earrings. That's something you'd say.
It is. So the last two episodes of And Just Like That, before we kind of get into them, right, just straight up question, yes or no, don't even think about it. Do you want another series?
Yes.
I'm like, no.
No, I do.
Like,
you know
go
what?
Away.
I feel like if I could kind of go back to the last few episodes we recorded of our opinions and stuff like that, I would change how harsh I was on
no,
everything.
No, but we were, like, at the end of the day, right, it started and we hadn't seen a new episode of any Sex and City content or anything like that in years.
Yeah,
so
since
like,
the movies.
Yeah, since the second film. So obviously it was a shock to the system, and I don't really think the first few episodes were great. I think everyone was a bit like, what the fuck? And,
yeah.
And then it eased in, and I think it ended up very nicely. And I found myself, despite myself, looking forward to a new one every week.
Yeah, that's why I feel like the last few episodes as well, like, there's been the content that like we wanted to see, like seeing Charlotte as her mom and like how she treats her kids and like how they grow. And
I think the two problems I have with the series as a whole, and other than that, I'd be fine with it, is obviously the fact that Samantha's not in it is my biggest...
100%. I agree with that.
I hate that she's not in it, right? I hate the whole thing. And I really don't like how Miranda and Steve didn't work out. They're the two things I don't really like about the series. But other than that, I feel... And I actually would take Big dying over Miranda and Steve working out. Like, if I had to pick something.
Yeah.
You know, I actually... Him dying... Obviously, at the time, I was like, oh my God, it's awful. But I really found like I didn't really miss him in it. And I enjoyed watching Carrie date again.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her solo.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
I did love Pig, but like...
Pig? I love Pig. He is a pig.
I really liked seeing them or her navigate like life again after him.
After him,
you
yeah.
know?
I liked that too. And I liked how he, like, they were married and it was Carrie and Big's love story and it ended with Big always loving Carrie, and I like how it ended like that.
Yeah, me too. And
one
then they didn't kind of go into like, they didn't get into like a
they didn't separate or
yeah,
like
yeah.
With the whole Miranda and Steve thing, so I would say at the when this all happened, I definitely was like with you. I was like, no, I hate this. But then I watched Cynthia Nixon in an interview talking about the situation with Miranda and Steve, and it kind of opened my mind up to accepting it, because Sex and City has always been a series where it's for people to relate to, you know, it's always like above like society standards. So like, just because you're 30 back in like 1996, 98, 2000, like people think if you're 30 and you're single, you know, you're doomed. And they always kind of...
they pushed against the narrative all the time anyway.
To show you can be fun and have boyfriends. And like in the series, you don't have to settle down.
They were always all about like everyone finding like the one. That was what the series was about. It was about finding that person. And like, you know, they were always talking about the fact that they were single. Like the whole time, that was the whole theme of the show. And I like, and I said it to one of my friends, I liked that the theme of this series was like, no matter the fact that they're in there, they kind of have glamorized 50s in a way.
Yeah, we thought maybe 50s. They were making them older than, you know, making them very old, but they did.
Yeah, it's like,
they did make them glam.
It made me feel personally, because I'm 30, right? 31 in a few months. And it made me feel like when I do reach that age, there's still more excitement to come in my life. And they have made the age getting older exciting. Whereas other back in the day, or like, I don't know, like, the thoughts of getting older was really like, once you found a husband and you had kids, your life is basically done. Whereas like, no, it's actually not. There's way more out there if something doesn't work
out. Which is why the interview I watched with Cynthia Nixon, where she said basically, Miranda and Steve, although they were like a fan favorite, they were like a couple, like, you know, the last we saw them, they were like 100% in love and happy. You know, in reality, like, marriages do break up. And I think they wanted to show that even at 55, you can still find happiness. It doesn't mean...
and fall in love again. And find excitement and thrill.
Yeah, and that is important.
But I do think, like, as a kind of off-the-cuff remark, I think that if the writers were writing that storyline with Steve, or writing when they were writing Miranda's character for the series, I don't think they would have made that happen. I think this was all Cynthia Nixon herself. And I'd say that was one of the what's the word? I can't even think. One of the deal breakers for her. Yeah. I'd say she was literally, like, she had a list of things and she's like, if I'm going to stay in a relationship with Steve in the series, I'm not doing it, because it's not true of what I've experienced.
Yeah.
So I'd say she put her foot down, and I'd say she was like, I'll come back and do it on these
terms
basically. Yeah. And I'd say that if she didn't have any input, I'd say they would have kept them together. But I think she obviously had a huge say, and they needed her, because like, they weren't going to do it with just Carrie and Charlotte. So they definitely needed her on board, and I think that's probably why that happened. I'd say it's all Cynthia Nixon.
And but in fairness, like, she did make a good point. Like, there's people out there
she's
watching.
Talking from experience though. Her story, like you said, is similar to what she actually went through herself, so you know, she's basing it off an actual true event.
Like, I was very like stuck in, I was like, no, Miranda and Steve happily ever after. And then, you know, I know like things like this happen in reality, but like, you know, when you're watching something, you don't really want to be in reality. But again, like, again, what I said, Sex and City has been relatable for a lot of people, and they've continued that with age. So
it's given me a nice outlook on going into my older years.
And you know, to be honest, everyone says, Kim Kardashian said this in Vogue, that like, your 40s are the best years of your life.
I read that interview too. Yeah, she's like, she feels like in the best shape of her, like, it like, age is so different now, growing older. Like, people, like, I even look at your one, oh, what's her name, Chrishell from Selling Sunset.
Oh yeah,
I think she's in her 40s.
She's 41 or 40.
41, and I like, she looks better than she did in her 20s.
And so
like,
is Kim,
you know. And I feel so like Kim, yeah, because they obviously look after themselves. And
Kim is like, I'm not saying like,
oh my god, Kim,
not that you need to be like really skinny and all that, but like, Kim isn't, they're the best fit and healthy life,
because she looks after herself now and puts herself first. And I just like the way, the same as this series. Oh shit,
I gotta put me first.
What's that in? What is that?
It's a TikTok.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but I gotta put me first.
Well, that's the theme, and that's basically what like this whole growing older thing is. It's like, you know, you can sometimes you can, and like, that's why maybe marriages don't last as long now, because people do grow out of them.
Yeah.
And obviously, back in the day, it was like, no one got a divorce. People just put
you'd
up with
shunned.
It. But now you actually can, if you want, leave a marriage after 30 years. You can find someone else. Like, it's normal now. Yeah. It's like, I like that about it.
Yeah, so do I.
So episode 9.
Yeah, so just Miranda then asks Carrie and Charlotte to come at the women's shelter and help do up the...
which I really
Is it a house?
I actually don't know what
it's
it is.
It's more of a shelter. Sorry, it's a shelter, not a house. But it is. It's like a big house, but it's going to be turned into a shelter.
Yeah.
And they all come along to, you know, help paint and all that.
To do it up.
So we go on to the next scene where your one Lizette, so Carrie's downstairs neighbor, comes up to her. Now I love this scene because Carrie in her mind is like, I'm old, and your one thinks I'm crazy, but actually your one Lizette thinks Carrie's like, you know, famous.
She's cool.
She's like, can you wear my jewelry? Which I think, like,
if a young hip designer asked to wear your jewelry, obviously you're doing something right. And Carrie's an icon in New York, so I'm sure Lizette knows that she is. But it's nice to see her
reaching out,
having that like little kind of
moment with her.
Yeah, and I wish she was in it more. I wish they had expanded on her a little bit more. She was like the young Carrie.
These are like some of the reasons why I am saying a second season I would be open to, because I really want to see how your one Naya and Andre.
I feel like though, in a way, there's actually too many new characters.
No, I love the new characters.
Each of the girls has a new friend, though.
Yeah.
Like, has a new... But I feel like there's not enough time to go into each one because there's so many new people.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, there's been episodes where they haven't been in it at all. And I wish that even if they had brought two new characters in and explored them a bit more than three and a fam... Like, it's just a lot.
I think, though...
Because the episodes are only half an hour, aren't they? Or 40 minutes. 40
minutes.
It's not enough, like...
But I do think they come for good, like, consist, like,
they
no,
do
not,
but
not
I,
consistent, what's the word I'm looking for, it's like they come with like something,
substance.
Yes.
Out of the three new characters though, out of like Naya Wallace, Seema, and out of LTW, I would have cut LTW.
I agree,
because I feel like Naya Wallace,
love her
so much, and I love Seema. The storyline of her fertility, and I love Seema as a single woman, like
in her 50s who hasn't found the one
at all, you know, and I like not even like divorced her, and like literally hasn't. And LTW, I just feel like I liked her character for Charlotte.
She's very Charlotte,
but
we
I'm like
have a Charlotte.
I feel like there's nothing you know, as in I could have done without her. I loved her, but if I had to cut one,
you loved
I
her outfit at the shelter.
Oh my gosh, she had the most amazing boots I've ever seen. They were like thigh high lace up boots, and she had these like utility shorts on.
I love
the fashion, and it was outstanding in the whole series.
Oh my god, impeccable for
like,
all for all involved.
Absolutely, every single outfit I was like, wow, Carrie's styling, wow. I'm like, oh my god,
yeah, she looks so amazing.
She looks great. Sarah Jessica Parker is so beautiful.
We love
her.
She's
so attractive.
I know that a lot of people are like, she's not everyone's cup of tea. I don't know. I feel like even before
I find
her
very endearing and charming.
But even
and
before I watched
attractive.
Sex and City, I wouldn't have been like, yeah, she's gorgeous. But then when you watch Sex and City, you're like, she's a stunning person. I don't know what
she,
it is.
There's some, there, she just has this thing.
There's something about her.
Yeah, there is something about her.
So then we go on to, this is, they're trying to organize Rock's bat mitzvah.
Is it? I used to think it was called bar mitzvah.
They're calling this a bat mitzvah. Maybe it's because it's a girl. Maybe it's a bar mitzvah for a boy. Maybe it's a bat
mitzvah.
It's
a she mitzvah, didn't she say?
Oh yeah, it's obviously they're just trying to make it
they
like,
mitzvah. They call it,
oh yeah,
call it,
they're obviously just trying to, you know,
modern, make it modern,
and obviously respect Rock for how. No, Rock isn't a they. She are they?
Well, I know they changed the name of the bar mitzvah because Charlotte says the trans rabbi accepted, and then
we love the trans rabbi.
Miranda said for Rock's bar mitzvah, and then Charlotte said it's a day mitzvah. Actually.
Okay, yeah. So she's just trying to be respectful.
Charlotte's trying to be like. Get down with the kids. Yeah, and Rabbi Jen.
To be honest, at the very beginning of the podcast, not the podcast, of the, and just like that, I was a little bit like, as much as all these topics are very important, I felt like they were trying to throw everything that was important in the world into a series.
Yeah, they were.
But now, as it's gone on, like, I realise how important it is for maybe a kid watching, kids watching it, and seeing
or
seeing
more a
this.
Parent, I think.
More, oh yeah, a parent.
A parent that might be going through this situation, how maybe to navigate through it.
And it's just like, I do feel like, I know they're probably trying to make up for a lot of things in the past with Sex and City.
Or mistakes they've made, or things
they've
done wrong.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's great to bring awareness to these things. And like, I do love all the storylines that come with, you know, everything.
Yeah, but then, so they're having this little dinner at the house.
Well, Rock is resistant having a bat mitzvah. She's, sorry.
I didn't think though, was Rock not resistant in the next one?
So no,
it's not that they were resistant, they were saying that they didn't know the challah or whatever.
Yeah, but he wasn't practicing it, like he was very
obviously just was not interested, right? But they're having a little dinner,
And
Charlotte's having a little dinner party.
They're making the bread. What's it called?
The challah.
Are we being such like?
No, we're not. I just don't know the terminology. Anthony was making
the bread.
The bread for their ceremony, and he used like sourdough to be like trendy, like hipster. Yeah. And Harry was like, "We're not hipster Jews."
Yeah. And he brings a date with him, Justin. And Justin comes into the house.
And he said, "Is this a Jewish celebration?"
And they're like, "Yeah."
And he's like, "The Holocaust was a
hoax.
Was a conspiracy
or..." Yeah, or something like that.
And then Anthony just goes, "Get out!
Get out!" I love that.
It's so funny. Oh, it's... I love brilliant. That.
You know what? One character who's just completely stayed the same is Anthony. And I'm so glad that he's in it. And I don't think it would have been the same without him.
But anyway, so basically they're waiting for this dinner anyway to start, and Lily's like, "Mom, she's being such a brat.
She's a little bitch.
She's being a typical teenager. She's like, my period's gonna fall on this day, and I have to go
swimming party
or whatever it is.
Swimming party.
Is this pool party? And Charlotte's like, "I'll help you," like with a tampon, and she's literally coaching her through putting a tampon in.
It reminds
me of when me and my best friend Leah went on holidays. Oh, and we, either of us couldn't use them. And I'd say we went through a box of Tampax, like, and we were literally like, "Ah, I got used them," crying. Like,
no one ever told me how to use one. I just used one.
No, we literally had murder. And then Leah's brother bought this mini video camera, and he was like videoing the whole holiday, which would have been now like vlogging.
But
he was just taking snippets of the holiday. And at the very end of the holiday, he turned the camera and he was like, "This holiday was brought to you by Tampax." Because I know she's listening now, and she's like, "Oh my god, it was so
awkward."
Thanks for
telling her most embarrassing.
Do you know
story.
What? No, it's not even embarrassing. What the worst part about that is, it's inserting it with the diagram in the leaflet. It's like you have to kind of go up and sideways. Where it's
yeah,
like,
that's what Charlotte was saying.
Yeah, it's fair. It's too... you're looking at it too, in too much detail. You have to like... it's not that deep. You know, it's not that serious. You just have to relax and do it. Like,
it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Or else you get toxic shock syndrome.
Really?
Apparently, if it goes up, that's why Lily was like, "I can't find it." Remember later on,
yeah.
You'd have to actually go to the hospital if that happened. You'd have to actually pull it out of you. Anyway.
But it's just like, you know, this is like the storyline I enjoy, seeing Charlotte being
like,
mom.
Yeah, this is all she's wanted.
That Charlotte gets in the bath while she puts it in, puts the curtains around her.
Oh, yeah.
She like sits in the bath waiting for Lily to put it in. Which
anyway,
is just
it's
funny.
Taken ages. It is really funny, but.
And then, so this whole like, I love Che as a character. I don't like Che and Miranda together. I just
Miranda's
don't.
Like a nut job.
She's being a weirdo.
Weirdo.
Like, is this when she goes up with the brownies? Or was that the last episode?
Yeah, it was. This is the brownies.
And she's
just
like,
shows up. She's like, "Fuck! Hey! And then Che's like, "I wish you told me that you were coming." And Miranda's like, "Oh my god, are you with someone?"
She's like, "Fuck yeah, shit.
Oh my god, what? I would never do this to a guy." And like, she's just overthinking the whole thing. And Che's like, "No, I'm just like... writing like my sketch or whatever." She's like, or I don't know,
her sketch.
But no,
her sketch.
No, Che's writing the
her show.
Maybe I don't know what Che's working on, but Miranda.
Whatever you're doing in there, okay?
Yeah, but Miranda's like, "Oh fuck, I'm in a Meg Ryan movie." Like, fuck off, will you? Like,
she's being so weird. You're being odd.
Yeah, she's being really odd. And then she's like, "Oh, I'm leaving now." And she's like, "Well, you can come in."
Like, and she's like, "Going to loads of bags on her." Like,
oh, it's just like,
what are you doing?
Yeah, she's just making a show of herself, really.
And
very
like
cringy.
Again, like she Miranda wouldn't act like this around a boy.
Miranda's giving out about Carrie acting like that.
Remember when she was going to Alexander Petrovsky? She's like, "What are you going to do? Sit in Paris all day?"
Okay, no,
croissant?
We'll get to that. No, you can't talk about that yet.
Sorry.
God, you've ruined it.
Sorry.
It's when she says, and she's like, you turn around, you get all needy, and like, remember she said about Big, and she was like,
or no, what
I'm
she said,
pathetic and needy.
Remember when Carrie didn't come down to meet them for coffee because she was
enjoy your veal.
Yeah, no. Remember one? She was like with Alexander Petrovsky, and it was too cold.
Yeah,
and Samantha was like, "You stay there and enjoy your Russian," but Miranda was like, "You know,
I came all the way from Brooklyn." Anyway, this
you
isn't really.
Yeah.
I just mean the way Miranda's acting when
she's
Carrie's
different.
Acting similar.
She's
like that.
Changed.
Yeah, she's just getting all like, and she's putting it down to the fact that she really likes Che, but like. I'm like,
it's just not in Miranda's character.
And then she's like not texting Che, and like Che's ringing Miranda. She's like, "I'm not gonna leave it for a while, like playing games." And I'm like, "Oh my god, you're in your 50s like."
But like, I just feel like with Miranda's character, like she's been the one where like I just haven't really like gelled with Miranda's vibe.
Yeah.
I just feel like she's too different to the... It's nothing wrong with change, and as I said, I do actually like that she is like showing that when you're 55 you can definitely like get out of a marriage if you're not happy and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't like her vibe. I'm over you, Miranda.
Yeah, she's
I
annoying.
Still love you though, Cynthia.
And then Carrie and Peter, what do we think?
So like, I think I said this to you just before we started
So Peter, so this is the episode where she meets Peter, and she basically goes in person to tell him that she's just not ready, because she realizes like she didn't take her wedding ring off, and then she put Big's wedding ring on instead. She's just obviously not ready, really not ready at all, to date, and like obviously he's not ready for her.
One thing that I had said is, so he gives me like Aiden vibes, where he seems to be so nice, so lovely, so just genuine. Just kind of
the perfect guy. And the same situation as Carrie has lost somebody, like, you know, and it's really...
And I just feel like everyone is always all like, oh my God, like, Aiden, blah, blah, blah. Like, this guy, sometimes, like, I don't know, the guy that's perfect on paper just isn't for her.
So she does that kind of the polite thing, meets up with him in person, and to kind of say, like, you know, like, I'm just not ready for this yet. And he appreciates it. And
he was nice to her. You know. He made a little joke to her. And
yeah, and it's nice. He's like, that's round two or something like that. And then that's grand. And, like, she goes off then. And
she looks amazing. Like, she gets dressed up to do, just to...
To break up with him.
Break up with him.
Basically, I know, yeah.
So glam. And then we go to...
So they're actually at the shelter, so we kind of skip to the...
Yeah, we're at the shelter now. So Carrie is just like in like dungarees, and he's like absolutely amazing.
And have to paint
glowed
gold bookworms, like, and she's they're doing the, and then like LTW shows up.
And I love how like I feel like this is they're trying to take little bits of. Do you know what I think they're doing?
What
this came to me there. It's like they're taking bits of Samantha's personality and putting it in each of their friend. LTW is the person who comes in and saves the day and is like, I can make it happen, I can get the food trucks here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Seema, who's kind of like glam, the glam, sexy, you know.
And who's Nia Wallace?
Well, like, I don't know, maybe Samantha never wanted kids and she loved her career, so like,
that's true.
So maybe, like, they've maybe like broken her up into each of the friends.
Horcruxes.
Oh my God.
Samantha's.
It's Voldemort. That's so true.
Yeah.
I'm so smart. How did I just think of that?
Oh my God, wow. You're so smart.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what... I hope everyone knows what a Horcrux is. I'm a Harry Potter geek.
Yes, so am I.
But anyway...
So I love that.
They're all kind of chatting and
like,
painting.
Like, when Lisa comes, she just like, you know...
She makes shit happen because she's
Wallace
known.
Is whatever, her catering cancelled on her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she gets...
But anyway, they're all painting inside, and God, like, Steve totally just, like, blindsides Carrie and is like,
but, like, the thing
what's
is,
what's going on? Like, what has happened? Like, give me the lowdown here.
I feel bad for him here because, right, at the end of the day, we all know Carrie and Miranda are, like, besties, sisters, like, they're, like, family. But over the years, Steve has been a huge part of Carrie's life, like, a good friend.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
More than, like, just as much almost as Miranda. So, like, I understand him. Like, looking for some answers. I'm sure
he knows exactly like what's going on and everything, but he obviously wants context from her friend, like an outsider's point of view, like what, like when did they meet Che, like, you know,
was it going on a long time, like, before
and Carrie steps in paint
all over her amazing shoes
and then like goes to wash off the paint and the Big's wedding ring falls down the thing and she's like having her like panic attack where she does, she's like, oh my God.
And then I'm just like, Steve's just the cutest person. He obviously fixes it, gets sorts her out. But he also said something, so I love what Steve says here. So like, he was talking and he basically says he'll always wear his wedding ring and always consider himself married to Miranda.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
It's so sad because Miranda, of course, she's entitled to be happy, but like, it just, it's so sad seeing someone like Steve.
So is he not gonna? And like, even Carrie says, like, what about you? Would you never? And he's
he just
like,
obviously wasn't
never coming off.
He just obviously was in a place where he just, Miranda, it happened to Miranda, I don't know. She obviously was, maybe she was looking for it a bit because she was unhappy, but like, Steve seemed content with her life.
And she wasn't.
And
so.
And he didn't.
But like we said, it happens.
It does happen, but I feel very bad for him. And it just, when he said that, it broke my heart a little bit.
Yeah, it was sad.
But. And then we have the situation with Nia Wallace and Andre, where he's like looking at like LTW's family, the husband and the kids, like painting, and obviously they've really cute kids, and it's, you know, you look at that and he's obviously just wishing he had that someday. And
I like the fact that it's the man looking for it.
Yeah,
you know, it's different for like a woman going, I wish I had kids, and the man being like, I don't really want kids. It's like actually the other way around.
Yeah,
but I feel like obviously we know from it, like, she's tried.
This is the thing for me, it's like, she has tried, and she's, you know, this is the thing with
men.
She's
probably exhausted and drained.
This is the thing with men that annoys me. Like, she's had to go through, put her body through so much shit in, like, fertility injections and put her body through so much stress to try and have a baby. And it's not like she said to him, like, no, I don't want kids. Like, she's tried and it just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying for years, like, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And you'd feel bad for both people, though, because it's hard. If you really, really want a family, I don't know, what do you do? Like, there's other options out there, but I think she just is kind of done, is over it.
At the moment, yeah. When they have this conversation, and it's just, it's kind of sad. And it's doesn't just sad look to like see. It's like,
they're going to work.
I don't know.
But just by seeing it, like, they want different things.
Yeah, they do. And it's obvious at this moment. Like.
And then we see Seema meets Zed. And he was also in Sex City before. So he worked in Prada.
He was the Prada guy that went on the date with Charlotte at Smith's Play.
Yes. And he's also Antoine in Emily in Paris.
Yeah, so obviously he, like, knows the producers or something.
But I love seeing him
Antoine.
Antoine.
What's the restaurant in... No, it's my watch went off.
Oh, damn.
What's the restaurant in...
Emily in Paris?
Chez Laveau.
Chez Laveau.
Antoine. Brooklyn.
So Zed is Antoine, and he was in Sex City before. So
he basically fancies Seema, in so many words.
And I love
he
them owns together. A club. Yeah, and he's rich.
The hottest club in Brooklyn.
And I think he's good looking for his age. He's handsome.
He looks very scrawny in this. In Emily in Paris, he looks a little bit more businessy. He looks a bit like, I don't know. So anyway, yeah.
And then, so Seema's with him, having a great time. And then we see, so obviously Carrie dropped her ring down the sink and realised she shouldn't really be wearing his ring. And that's when she decides to put both rings away. And she
texts Peter,
and is trying to...
Are you on for strike three or something?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it ends that episode. And she's like, obviously saying, you know what? Let's give it one more go because I should. You can turn the page loudly. Like,
what?
You're being so careful about turning a page, reading our notes. Page. Gonna on to episode 10, which is the finale.
And it's Seeing the Light.
I loved this episode, I have to say. I really enjoyed it.
I can't believe, though, after this, you wouldn't want a season two. Like, are you not interested in how anything goes?
No, because it's just going to be another reminder of how Samantha's not in it still.
I know. Like, that's probably my biggest thing. And, like, I think we said this the last time on the podcast, but just Kim Cattrall, like, there's just absolutely no... There's no sign of her coming back.
She's not coming back. There's absolutely no way.
She hates them all.
Does she?
Yeah, she hates them.
Why do you know that?
All the stuff. Remember, she was liking the stuff on Twitter. I read it out the last time. But, like, I just feel like, yeah, no. And, like, she even put up Patricia King's birthday was today. Mm. And she was like, happy birthday, Patricia King. But obviously
Patricia Field.
What's wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
So who's Patricia King? Anyway.
Patricia Field. It's a Michael Patrick King. I'm getting confused. She just put up a happy birthday for her, but, like, obviously she's not involved in this, so...
Patricia Vale's not, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously there's, like... I feel like it's, like, she's happy with her, they're friends, and she hates them.
Yeah, because maybe they both hate Sex and the City.
Or, like, and just like that.
Or maybe they hate... I don't know, you don't know, they could really hate the creators, and I don't know.
I just think the shittest thing about it all is Samantha's not in it.
So, Carrie and Peter are on their date in the last episode, and he asks, can he kiss her? And she says yes, but it's just very polite and not...
Again, this is the whole, like, he's incredibly...
Can I kiss you? Would it be okay if I kiss you? Oh, shut up, Peter. Just lay one on her.
Like, I'm not... This is the thing, like, I feel like girls get this, like, thing where they're, like, they don't like the good guys and they give it about the bad guys. But it's, like...
Yeah.
Being respectful, of course, is nice.
I get what you ask, but I don't think... Obviously, if you
it
feel
puts
like...
puts you a bit out of the mood, like...
Yeah, and I feel like he was obviously just trying to do right by her, but, like, she
has freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, but now I'm like, you know what? She realizes that's not what she wants either. Like, as much as he was being polite and it's nice, she doesn't want nice and polite. She wants another stomach flip out of the blue.
This is what I was trying to say. Like, we see the good guy on paper. We see Aiden, and in a lot of people's opinions, Aiden was the perfect guy. We, as true Sex City fans, we know that Aiden was not the right person for Carrie. Same as Peter, he's just not for her.
And he's a nice guy, but, like,
what did I say a minute ago? I was like, she wants something more, like,
substance.
No, she wants something more saucy, or, like, she's
more caliente.
Caliente, more mucho caliente, por favor.
I don't know what type of meat.
Hot
spice.
Hot
caliente.
I said, yeah, hot means
okay, fuego.
Yeah, fuego.
So yeah, she texts Seema
to, like, tell her, and Seema's
having a great time with your man Zed.
And they're just having a great time rolling around in bed.
Yeah, and that's that anyway.
And then they're at brunch together, and Charlotte announces that they're after getting the trans rabbi to perform the bat mitzvah.
So they have a host. Is it a host or something that they have?
Not a host. When you're doing a bat mitzvah, I think you need a rabbi to, like, go through, like,
I don't even know the terminology.
The script where they read.
Yeah, so they need a rabbi for it. And
I just think, obviously, if Rose...
It's cute that Charlotte's so...
thoughtful.
About, like, getting that. Like, just... She's really on board, like, supporting her kids. And I love it.
Yeah, we love it. And we just love... Is it Rabbi Jen?
Rabbi Jen.
She's just... I love her character. I love how they brought her in. And, again, just, like, you know...
And then she's like... she's like, oh, no. She's like... Or she's like... Rock is not ready.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my god, you could do it in English. And Charlotte's like, absolutely no way.
And especially because Charlotte wasn't a Jew and had to put so much work into becoming a Jew.
She put in the work to become a Jew. And she is like, Rock is not doing this.
I always remember the scene of her where she has like the little thing on her head and she's like singing the song.
I know. And then Anthony goes in and has a word with Rock and's like, hey, learn your damn lines.
I love that about Anthony. We love Anthony so much.
But yeah, Rabbi Jen's like, no. Like, we need to do something here. Or like, cut it really short or
Rock,
do it in...
Oh, geez.
Rock.
Rock was... I think he's been a bit of a brat, like, you know, like, his mom and dad are really trying their best to be, like, really understanding about the situation, and he's coming across as a bit, like, I understand his beliefs and how he feels as a person, but, like, he's not really respecting his mom and dad's traditions and beliefs. So he's been a bit of a brat. I feel like
young people nowadays.
I know, he's just trying to express
himself. They're very, they're very political.
Yeah. And then Che invites Miranda. This, I actually hate this scene.
I hate this scene.
I'm like, what is this?
Oh my god, Miranda's like meeting some of Che's family and Che is clearly doing some sort of like, I thought, a doing a stand up routine or something.
She's singing?
They're singing.
I actually keep doing that. I'm so sorry. It's just a slip of the tongue.
But anyway, start singing, right? And start singing California Girls. Like, as in, I wish they all could be California girls.
With
it's
Che,
so green.
Che is a really good singer.
In real life?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was awful. And then Miranda's like to the nana, what is this? Like, what is this? And they're like, I don't know.
But they're real, like, dismissive to Miranda. They're just like, ugh.
They're just probably enjoying the show. And then at the end, Che's like,
Miranda's been annoying
I'm
again.
I'm moving to California. And Miranda's like,
Like having a freaker thinking.
Well, in fairness, she's not. She's not like,
well, she
Carrie
is in,
having a freaker.
No, but in her head, she's like, oh, you're going to California.
And then Che eventually is like, I'd like you to come with me. And then the relief of Miranda's like, oh my God, finally. Because like, that would have been shitty.
Yeah.
Especially when Miranda's literally left her husband. And like, Che has told Miranda that they're in love with her. So, you know. It was a weird scene. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it. Maybe
I didn't enjoy it either. It was just a bit weird.
It's just because Miranda's annoying me, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, Miranda obviously...
So
she accepts.
She accepts.
In the moment, does she? Or
you know, she's in the moment. She accepts. She's delighted.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when she goes to meet Naya to obviously tell her that she's gonna finish the rest of the term remotely,
and she's not gonna take whatever internship.
So this apparently was a huge prestigious internship that is really hard to get into. Obviously, Miranda got into it because of her past of being a lawyer, and she's really smart. And she declines all of this just to go and sit on the sidelines for Che for their new show.
Who? She only knows
a couple of months.
I don't even know. I think this is spanning over near a year now.
Okay,
because it's coming up to a year to win big.
But still, like, you know, they haven't even established like their relationship. Like,
yeah, it's very out of character from Miranda.
Yeah, and also hypocritical because of what she has said to Carrie.
Yeah, well, we'll get there.
We'll get there. Okay.
Okay. Stop bringing it up.
But
getting
then,
ahead of yourself.
Shut up.
She's out there.
Believe me.
She's out there.
And then Naya then obviously tells Miranda that her and her husband Andre have taken some time apart.
Well,
I think
he's
on a music tour
yeah.
in Europe where we live. We're European.
And she's saying that basically they're trying to figure out if
a child is a make or break for them, really.
And if this time apart makes them realise how much they love each other or whatever. So she's being very diplomatic about it. And I'm like, if he left, I'd be rich.
Yeah, and he's gorgeous as
well. I know. So it made me feel really like, I was like, oh, I don't want them to break up. But I don't know. We'll see.
I don't want them to break up either.
If there's a new one.
And then, so obviously Che makes the announcement that they're leaving to do this pilot show. And obviously this was Carrie's job, the podcast.
Oh yeah.
So Che's announced that they're leaving to the podcast
team. Oh, sorry, to the team. To the crew on the podcast. And Jackie, who was not in it that much, but I kinda like,
you know what? I feel really mean. I said something at the very beginning that I didn't like him at the start.
Yeah, I didn't like him at the start either.
I really want to backtrack that because I actually
You don't backtrack it though, because you didn't like him at the time and now you've got
I've changed my opinion. I love him.
Yeah, I like him too. He's so cute.
He's in other things I feel that I've seen and
I tried to Google. Yeah, he's really funny. And his girlfriend or girl he marries is
stunning.
Gorgeous, but it's really funny. He's really sweet. And so Che's leaving, and then
I think Carrie's kind of thinking of that, like, what's she gonna do? Because obviously this podcast was like her new thing,
her new job. Like,
so
is this when Franklin says something to her?
I think he says something to her. Yeah, he says to her, like, I think that you have something. So offers her basically.
He said he likes the way she answered a question from a listener.
Yeah. So basically, kind of offered her to do her own podcast.
But near the end, he asks her that though. I don't know.
You
I
keep skipping ahead.
I watched it ages ago.
I know, but it's like, so he kind of says he likes the way she did that anyway. And then Jackie's telling Carrie like that he's having a party and everything. Oh, and he goes to the party. And it turns out that he's getting married to his girlfriend. And Franklin, the producer, turns up. And when Jackie is kissing the bride, Franklin, who's the producer of the podcast, is really handsome. And I've noticed him through the whole series. And I also said at the start of the series,
you thought, is that the guy Carrie dates?
Yeah,
you,
I thought.
Instead of Peter, you thought it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because he was like kind of older and really handsome. So he kind of creeps up behind Carrie and says like, oh, that's a kiss. And I think kind of like Carrie's like, oh, like he knows this is what a real passionate kiss is. And she's probably thinking like, oh, Peter's kiss wasn't great. And like, you know, so that's basically, they end up at Jackie's wedding. Anyway, that's kind of what the party is. And Carrie, apparently, she's meant to have a vision of Big here.
Yeah, they cut it out
because of the stuff with Chris Knott. But Carrie is trying to figure out at this time as well where to scatter his ashes.
After meeting his brother that we never hear of.
His brother, who's also, I cannot get out of my head, is Nate's granddad in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, the Vanderbilts?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name in it.
Oh my God, I just thought
he was grandfather.
And he was a prick.
He was awful. And then, you know, it's so funny when Carrie is like to him, he's like, where's John? And she's like, he's dead. And he's like, no, where's his ashes? And she thought she was going to be like, oh my God, he has Alzheimer's. And she's like, but he's beside my very best shoe.
And that means a lot for her.
So, yeah. So
she has the lamp.
Oh my God, we totally forgot the lamp.
The lamp. No, I feel like it is Big. It's Big.
Yeah, she's going to sleep. It's after the kiss with Peter.
Yeah, and she's kind of talking to Big and she's asking for a sign and the light switches on.
No, that's later on in the episode she asks for the sign though. At the start, it just keeps trickling on and off.
But she thinks it's him.
Yeah, but she brings the light. She says to Miranda and Charlotte, I think Big's mad at me.
Yeah.
And then like, I hate how fucking dismissive Miranda is. She's like Charlotte's like, yeah, I love all this. And then Miranda's like, but you don't believe in heaven.
Yeah, she's like hocus pocus kind of stuff.
Oh, hocus pocus.
And Sarah Jessica Parker is in hocus pocus.
But it annoys me because I feel like people's beliefs in things change depending on their situations. I obviously think Carrie at the time was finding comfort in believing that Big was up puffing on a cigar, like, you know, and that's what she likes to think. It gives her peace. And Miranda's like ruining it for her. She's like, that's not real. I'm like, shut up, Miranda. Just let her think that. Yeah, yeah, and she brings the lamp in to get fixed. It's flickering on and off. But I definitely love the way it's seen as a sign. And I love that Charlotte gets so excited because she's always saying things are a sign.
Like, and also when Carrie gets the light fixed, they said it was a faulty wire, but then it happens again.
Yeah, so it is really cute.
It was him.
She's trying to figure out where to scatter his ashes, which is kind of her main subject.
I honestly, the whole dream was just shit. The dream she has where she hears the music or Big's voice on the bridge in Paris.
Yeah.
And like, they obviously, she wasn't in Paris.
But his brother offers to put his ashes in
some weird like family thing. Yeah. And he said they can make room for Carrie. She was just like, no thanks.
She's like, it's a real like Sarah Jessica Parker thing. That's very kind. Like, she says it. And then, but doesn't she say she needs to give it more thought? And he's like, it's nearly a year. That's
she's what he just says. Like, so I it's like keep a year later. My room.
All right, next to her shoes. But
I just thought the dream was a bit crap. Like, and even to be
honest, I'm like, would they scatter them? But you know what annoys me, right? I'm like, why would not scatter them in New York?
I know.
Because, like, you know when he was leaving New York and she's like, you're like the Chrysler building. And, like, he was a New York guy.
Just came into my head. Our mom and dad are going to New York and they've booked afternoon tea in the Boathouse.
In Central Park?
In Central Park.
What?
Yeah. Oh. It's their, like, late Valentine's Day they're going to celebrate over there. Oh, but the Boathouse is where Carrie and Big meet up and they both fall into the river.
I love that.
I just love that. Why couldn't they spread it there?
Where could they? But in fairness, where would you spread the ashes?
Like, they're just gonna spread it in the middle of the street, like in New York, because it's a city. So like, it's kind of hard there. I think.
But maybe it's because he said that's where he says Carrie, you're the one on that bridge. So I'm like,
oh no, you're bringing me back.
So maybe that's why. But like, yeah. So she's kind of, that's where she's trying to like figure this out. Anyway,
you moving to Paris with a Ruski? Oh, I miss Big now.
Oh.
So anyway, the dream was just a bit weird. I didn't like it. I didn't actually like the scene where she scared the ashes either. But anyway, so we go to the bat mitzvah.
Yeah, is that where we kind of
ended
up?
So
sorry. By the way, I know we kind of tied things up with Che because Che has gone to write a pilot, and then Nia Wallace is figuring things out with Andrew. Where did Seema didn't really have an ending.
Well, at the beginning, she was just
with Zed.
And just kind of was kind of like in her love bubble there. No,
all right, okay.
I think she's just with him.
Okay,
having a great time. Like, it was kind of like, I think the end of this series was like she did kind of find someone that could.
They're definitely leaving it open.
Yeah.
And anyway.
Yeah.
So we get to this whole bat mitzvah thing.
And this this is where Carrie then shares the news with
Mark. Amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it looks
like
amazing.
Of course it's like all chocolate and sweets and
yeah, oh my god, yeah, all the sweets.
It's impeccable. It's so Charlotte.
It's where Carrie then shares the news with Miranda and Charlotte that she's going to spread the ashes in Paris and asks
she wants them to go
as obviously some support. And Miranda's like, I can't come because I'm with Che. And
can I just say about the Samantha thing? I know it happens later on, but just had she texted Samantha and said, can we talk? And she said, soon.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
Because she texted Samantha when she kissed Peter.
Yeah.
And said, I kissed a guy.
And she said,
it wasn't big. And she said, so it was small.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so Samantha.
Oh my god, I'm getting like chills in my arms.
Samantha, why is she in it?
Who is it pretending to be Samantha, the imposter?
Yeah, it's like, it's so Samantha. But we love that. Anyway, I forgot about that detail.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're at the bar mitzvah thing. And
then Miranda basically can't make it because I think it's like the day.
Miranda gets so hyper.
Yeah.
She's like, but it's you, Kate. She's like screaming. I was relax. Like, stop. But she gets really like defensive because it's like Miranda doesn't give a shit about letting down Charlotte. She just has a weird obsession with Carrie letting her down or something.
I don't know. I feel like they've made it like this in this series. Like, it's like Miranda's like obsessed with Carrie or something.
Her
like
approval.
Friendship. Yeah, it's weird. It's
It is weird.
It's never been like that.
No.
No, it hasn't.
Well, anyway, so Miranda tells them Carrie's asking them to go and Charlotte says she's in. And Miranda does say yeah and then says about the pilot thing later to Carrie because I don't think they have the discussion with the three of them at the time. Like, Miranda
Charlotte like runs off to attend to a problem.
Yeah, she does. And then Miranda kind of tells Carrie and Carrie's like, what? And then she's like, it's okay, like, you can't fly from LA to Paris.
But
and Miranda's like, I can, I'll make it work.
But also, I feel like Carrie is like that passive aggressive friend when she's like, it's fine, but it's like, it's not fine.
Is she though?
She was a bit. She was like, no, it's fine, but like, it wasn't really fine.
Yeah.
I kind of got that offer. Like, she was like, no, it's fine, but like, it's a big moment for her, and she obviously would expect Miranda to be there for.
Yeah.
And then they kind of have like a little argument, or they go to the bathroom.
I don't know. It's like so the exact same scene as you've said.
Sorry, I blurted it out already. Saz.
Yeah.
It's like, where when Carrie was moving to Paris with Alexander Petrovsky, Miranda didn't like Alexander Petrovsky at all. And she just was like, I think you're making a big mistake moving. Like, what are you going to do all day?
Eat croissant.
Like, she just was like, she basically was like to Carrie, you're following a man.
You're living in a fantasy.
Yeah. You're following a man over there to do what? Just sit on the sidelines, basically.
And it's exactly what Miranda is
doing
to do
for
here.
Jay.
And then Carrie says the line, which is obviously on purpose. What are you going to do? Sit in an audience and laugh.
Yeah. And
so
everyone exactly points out that like. Carrie's, like, her spectacular dress when she's putting the ashes out looks like a croissant.
I know. We'll get to that dress in a little bit.
Oh my god, stop.
What?
You keep saying that. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Because you're jumping ahead.
Shut up.
We haven't gone to that scene yet.
Whatever.
It's the closing scene.
My sister's very bossy.
I'm not bossy. Noticed. I'm just saying, I just want to get through Miranda and Carrie's fight. They're just having this big fight about it. And Miranda's like, can I not choose love over an internship? And Carrie's like, of course you can. And it's like, Miranda seems to be looking for Carrie's approval.
Yeah, she does.
It's like, she doesn't need her approval, but she wants it for some reason. And they're obviously Carrie's hurt because she probably wanted her two friends in Paris and she can't go now and all this kind of stuff. And then at that moment, Rabbi Jen comes out of the bathroom and is like, here, like, you know.
Obviously you obviously mean a lot to each other.
Yeah, like, you know, you're not listening to each other. And, you know, they realise, like, their friendship is really strong. And, like, you know, no matter what happens, like, they're always there for each other. And they've already proved that. So things might change in their lives, but they're always there for each other, which is kind of. We have Rabbi Jen to like point that out, which is really
nice. I love
nice.
Rabbi Jen.
Yeah, me too. But then obviously there's a problem and Rock just doesn't want to go through with the whole thing.
Yeah. I was only saying to you, it's like when you're making your communion. I'm about to turn around to your mom and be like, I'm not making me communion, you know what? Or me confirmation. I'm not making
I don't believe in God and all. Like, yeah. People would probably do that now.
Yeah, maybe nowadays. But like, I think again, like, Charlotte handled it really well and she did it.
No, Charlotte doesn't at the time. But she's like, oh my God. And then Lisa. Wexley is like, you've held it together, what do you want? And then Charlotte goes back into Harry and Rock and is like, somebody is making their bar mitzvah today. And then it turns out to be
Charlotte. I felt a little bit bad for her because, like, she put on the, imagine the money she spent. I'd be like, you little brat. Like, on the day, like, could Rock not have, like, said this the day before? Like, on the actual
I
day?
I know, yeah, it was really mean. Like, but I like the way they all joined her.
What a brute.
I know, what a little fucker. But they join Charlotte up and it's kind of cute. They all have a little moment.
They all have the family
like,
at the moment, yeah.
And they're all like, Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
And then Carrie just makes the announcement that she's going to go to Paris alone because...
It just makes more sense to her,
she's
maybe.
Gotten through this far with her friends and she's like, you know what?
She needs just a bit on her own.
I'm just going to go on my own. And there she goes on her own with her Eiffel Tower bag that she had before.
I love that.
And the most beautiful dress I've ever seen in my whole life. It looks like a croissant.
The top of it looks like a croissant. She looks absolutely stunning.
Oh my god, it's so beautiful.
I just feel like they could have edited it a bit better to make it look like Paris because it really didn't look like Paris.
Well, I think it probably was longer, but they cut big out. I'd say there was more shots that... I don't know. Something had obviously happened.
It literally, like...
She kind of just fucked the ashes in the river, though.
In the River Seine?
The River Seine. But she opened it... They're just in the bag, and then she just, like, scattered them out.
Yeah.
It's sad, like, kind of sad.
It is sad. And she's such a good actress that you can see, like, the emotion in her face. It is sad.
Yeah. It is sad, but it's nice. Like, obviously, she has a stunning outfit on, and she's, like, the glittery little... bag like it's just
and then that's kind of like the ending of big really like she's done the final thing now the wedding rings are gone and the ashes are in the river
and she's like probably a year later now and she's kind of like
I don't think I'd ever getting, I would ever throw my if I was married throw my ashes out in the river
I'd scatter Keats in Anfield.
Oh my god, yeah, I'm sure I'd love that. Oh, wouldn't I want to keep them with me? I'd sleep with Jacob ashes.
Okay.
I
Keats
would.
Going at Anfield.
And then obviously we see Carrie then and she names the podcast
Sex in the City. And she's given an advice thing. So it's like people are ringing up and
about relationships, which is basically like
what her column was.
I got that off that.
Yeah.
It was like similar, it was like, and yeah. Like today's modern
a modern column.
Yeah.
Is a podcast. And and Franklin is producing it.
Is this when they have the kiss?
Just after this, yeah. He's obviously offered to produce her when he had that conversation at the wedding. He's like, love to produce you. I think you really have something here with the advice thing. And then, you know, after the podcast, he's like, it went really well. And he's like, you know, and she's like, everywhere, every time I stumbled, you were there. Like, I looked up and you were there and you were there. And then they get into the lift together and then they just kiss.
I wasn't expecting that.
I was.
I wasn't.
I kind of knew it was coming.
Again, like we just
and then the lift closes and then that's it.
We know Carrie loves to, you know, dabble in an unstable man,
but we don't know anything about him.
I know, but I'm just saying, like with Big, like the history of Big and like this new guy she didn't really know that well, and she just kissed him. Like obviously he's more exciting than your man Peter.
It's more like unpredictable.
Yes,
but I did like the way that was the ending, and then the lift closed, and I was like, that's it. Like, what's gonna happen next? Is
they
there an next?
Definitely will do something. I think.
Oh, I don't know.
But then it's like, where does it end? Like, are they going to keep going until they're 60?
It's just like, yeah, when do they stop? Because leaving it like this is definitely not stopped. Like, I just thought the end of the second film, as I said before, is stopped because of the way it ended.
It did.
You know, whereas now it's like they're leaving it open again. And I'm like, when are they going to give it a definite ending? I feel like they just won't end it.
Until on their death.
No, honestly, I'm like, just leave it alone.
Carrie,
like,
I'm about to die.
No, honestly, I feel like... The only way I'd be like, yay, a new one, is if Kim Cattrall come back. Kim, come back.
Kim, please.
She never will.
She hates us.
She hates everyone.
I love her, though.
I know.
What is she, a Canadian-born Liverpool New Yorker?
I think she was born in Liverpool.
Yeah, but she's Canadian, and she's Liverpool, and she's New York. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
We miss you, Kim.
Yeah, love you, Kim.
I hope you change your mind.
Come back.
Be our friend.
So yeah, that's, and just like that, our next episode we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program of this series.
I can't even remember where we stopped. We'll have to go back and...
Well, we obviously had to break for this series because...
It was happening.
It was happening in real time and everyone was watching it. So that is why we took that little break out, but we will be going back into the series that we love so much. And let's just see if they're going to come back with another series. I don't know.
We'll see. And so I would have to say that I did end up loving it in the end.
I wouldn't say I loved it. I enjoyed it. Well, oh God, like, I loved it that much.
No, it's not.
You did every Thursday, like, kind of look. You did say to me that you didn't, like, Thursday, that the first Thursday that we didn't have a
Oh, like, yeah. I was like, aw. Yeah. Like, I missed it. Because I always just wanted to know what was going to happen. I just kept expecting Kim Cattrall to pop up.
Appear, yeah, same.
Oh, shit. The text from Samantha at the very end.
Oh, my God. How did we forget that?
So
basically, when she was in Paris, she texts Samantha and they meet up for drinks.
Well, she says, I'm in Paris, fancy a cocktail. And then Samantha writes back, how's tomorrow night?
Ah,
so I'm like,
that made me want to cry.
Does that mean that they're all friends again?
I think what they were trying to do is to say that they are still friends. But I think they should have done this from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Just to make them friends. Kept her in it
normally. Like, yeah. not there have been a problem. But yeah. Look, we got some kind of closure with Samantha. And that is all we can wish for. So on that note, we are going to go. And we will talk next time back in the world of series 2 of Sex and the City. And thanks for listening along. And I just like that. And yeah, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.